In addition to possibly voting on a plan that could cut state money for family planning services through Planned Parenthood, the Ohio Health and Aging Committee is also hearing a bill that could end abortions for sex selection. Kelly Copeland with NARAL Ohio says she's concerned the lame duck session of the legislature is poised to pass controversial legislation that could hurt women's health. And she wonders why Governor Kasich chose to put the president of Ohio Right to Life on the state medical board recently.
He has an agenda to limit access to abortion care, an agenda to limit access to contraception, an agenda that could include inappropriate and unwarranted investigations into OBGYNs in the state.
For his part, Mike Gonadakis of Ohio Right to Life says he can't talk about his appointment to the board right now. Copeland says there's a good chance lawmakers could revisit the heartbeat abortion bill in some form in the coming weeks. She wonders if Ohio's conservative leaders are trying to position themselves in a place where they can more easily pass that legislation that would ban abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Ohio Senate President Tom Niehaus, whose chamber has not yet formally passed that bill, is out of the state right now and could not be reached for comment on what, if anything, might happen to that legislation. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.